Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
It is an unbelievable treat for me, Rick Kogan, substituting for Bob Surratt this entire week, to have on the phone. I used to love seeing him in person, but those days ended some time ago, and I hope they sneak their head out again. Ray Long has been a colleague of mine for many years. I've been an admirer for even longer. He is the author of the recently published book, The Sensation. Not just a book, a sensation. The House That Madigan Built, The Record Run of Illinois' Velvet Hammer. Ray, this is an amazing book, pal.
Oh, thank you, Rick. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me on.
You're going to be on also, to let people know, this Sunday evening on my regular after-hours show for an entire hour from 6 to 7, where we'll get deeper and deeper into this book, and we'll all have recovered from the Billy Goat party that takes place tomorrow night. I've read a lot of books about Chicago, and this is literally among the very, very best. Ray, there's a lot. One of the great things about it is there's a ton of excitement, and I think it has not only to do with the recent indictment of the aforementioned Mike Madigan, but with people's, I know you're going to say, oh, Rick, don't say that, with people's affection and respect for you. Do you know that, Ray?
I just didn't hear what you said. With what respect for me?
Yeah. Sorry, Rick, I didn't hear a word you said. Respect and admiration and affection for you. Reviews. The great thing about this, Ray, is reviews have started to come out already. One of the best, and I am going to assume that they're all going to be favorable. But our mutual pal Mary Wisniewski, in the recent edition, the most recent edition of New City, writes, among many things, Long's often humorous, always colorful biography is divided into five parts, like a Shakespeare play, showing Madigan's rise and fall. This suits its subject, who, along with his mentor, Richard J. Daley, is the closest this region ever got to having a king. Ain't that the truth? And what you reaffirm in this book, Ray, again, The House That Madigan Built, is the unbelievable effect. The Daley was much more than simply a role model. He was a mentor, and Madigan was his protege, right? His main protege.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was the main disciple of Richard J. Daley. There's no doubt about it, because he listened to what the mayor had to say. He acted on what the mayor had to say. He took directions from the mayor for years as a legislator in Springfield. And he actually viewed his tough decisions sometimes through the mayor's lens. He would have a prayer card that he got, I believe it was at Sis Daley's funeral, that had a picture of the mayor and his wife, and he would look at that at times when he was trying to figure out what to do in certain tough situations. So
that is one of the great insights in this book. Ray has covered politics for a long time in this state, and those are the kind of. I'm going to read a little something as short as this show is. I'll read a ton more Sunday night from 6 to 7 when Ray's on, and we have to take a break now. But when we come back, I will dig a little more into Ray's book, and you can get the copy of New City to read Mary Wisniewski's astonishingly favorable review. I love Mary. I know you do, too, but she didn't do this as a favor to you. It really is a great book, and she writes in her review that even cynical readers may be surprised to find themselves admiring Mike Madigan for all his faults. We'll talk about that with Ray Long, the author of The House That Madigan Built, in a couple minutes. The book is called The House That Madigan Built, The Record Run of Illinois' Velvet Hammer. The author is not only my friend and a colleague, but someone I've admired forever. Ray Long. We talked, Ray, about that even Mary Wisniewski writes in this week's New City, even cynical readers may be surprised to find themselves admiring him for all his faults. I found that true of you, is sort of seeping through the stylish words that you use. There is a certain admiration, I think, you have for Mike Madigan.
Well, I think that the guy definitely was a power player. Oh. And a lot of people view him as, I noted in the introduction, as kind of the Dirty Harry, Clint Eastwood type character, the old man in Gran Torino. But he was multiple pieces of the overall tapestry of what goes on in Springfield. And he really he did some big things, big power plays, and, you know, everything.
Kept the White Sox in town.
Yeah, right. And so there are, that's why I start the book out with explaining him as the legend. And yeah. I give how he talks about, you know, how he handled reapportionment, the remapping of districts so that Democrats would eventually be able to run this state. And then I talk about saving the White Sox. And then I talk about the biggest power play I ever saw, which was the time he slammed a tax increase through the legislature in 6 hours and under a secret plan he called Operation Cobra. But then I also talk about how he dominated both the levers of government and the levers of politics.
Yeah.
And I talk about how he handled patronage. And I try to write it straight right through the book so that people can see that there were some good things he did and some things that you will disagree with.
No question. But you bring, I mean, I consider him among, and this is a big crowd, among the most, in a number of ways, fascinating politicians in the history of the city and state. One of the other things, and we're going to get, Ray Long and I will get deeper into this on Sunday from 6 to 7 on my regular after-hours show, but I want to read, to impress upon you people, the stylishness of this book, how fine the writing is, and gives you a real, I think, you are there feel. Just listen to the beginning of chapter 10. Every spring for decades, the, quote, evening on the lake, unquote, became the Don't Miss Springfield event, the most important kiss the ring moment for everybody who wanted to be somebody, where the wannabes and never-wills rub shoulders with the big-shot lobbyists and, of course, the most powerful politician in Illinois. They drove nearly 10 miles south of the Capitol to a community college parking lot and then boarded shuttle buses that zigzagged past policemen who waved them through. They deboarded directly into a line at the entrance of the Island Bay Yacht Club, where Speaker Michael Madigan shook their hands as they walked in. The greeting would be brisk, the hors d'oeuvres plentiful, the cocktails cold. That is, Ray Long, that's fabulous writing. That it really is fabulous writing. One of the interesting things that we'll pursue, too, is Sunday night from 6 to 7 on this very radio station is the whole, you're talking about a character, Danny Solis, and you write near the end of the book, even though 14th Ward Alderman Ed Burke had been indicted with great fanfare on extortion charges, federal authorities saw this case as a spinoff. Madigan was the bullseye all along. That we have to pursue on yes. Sunday night, because that is fascinating. I have to get, I interviewed Danny years ago, and something really creeped me out about him. it really creeped me out. Mary Wisniewski in this week's New City compares your book beyond favorably, The House That Madigan Built, to two of the great books ever written about politics in the city and state, Mike Royko's Boss and Liz and Taylor and Adam Cohn's American Pharoah. You can meet, ladies and gentlemen, Ray Long tomorrow night at 5:30 at the Billy Goat, a traditional book signing venue, where you will also and should rub elbows or bend elbows with our mutual pal Rick Pearson, a longtime political writer at the Tribune, a former radio host on this very station, who you graciously thank for his input, Ray. Ricky was a huge help with this book, was he not?
Well, his body of work over the years is incredible.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I competed against him, and now I'm on the same team. And he's really kind of the Michael Jordan of the newsroom, the guy who everybody who plays with him or works on a story with him, you know, plays that much better because he's there.
And learns so much more, which makes me, I guess, the Dennis Rodman of the newsroom and and you the Scottie Pippen. Ray, I can't wait to see you Thursday night at the Billy Goat on Hubbard, Subterranean Billy Goat, 5:30 to about 8, where Ray will have, I hope, a large number of books there, and it's a perfect time to celebrate what is one of the most incisive and magnificent books ever written about politics, and there have been hundreds of them in this state and city, the house that Madigan built. Ray, I will see you tomorrow night.
Thank you very much.
No, thanks,
Rick,
for coming in.
Then I'll
also see you on Sunday. Take care. Rest up.
All right, Ray, take care.
Ray Long, in the book again is The House That Madigan Built.